Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Larry C. Barge, and I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning here in the studios of ALDTM Broadcasting Network, Apostle Larry Barge Truth Ministries. And we are about to do another show. God is good and his mercies endureth forever. And we praise his name and we magnify him, for he is holy, for he is righteous, and for he is true. And there is no God like him. Again, I'm the host, Apostle Larry C. Barge, here in the studios of Apostle Larry Barge Truth Ministries. And today we're doing the project, ALBTM project. And we've been talking about time awakening and awareness. And I'm fixing to start a managing your time collection. This is from my managing your time collection. And the first episode we're going to do out of the managing your time collection is time awakening and awareness. You got to be awakened to the time and got to be aware of the time. Somebody say amen. You know, I like to start every show out with just a few minutes of praise and worship unto God, just a few minutes, just to exalt his name, just to bring him in the mix, amen. For he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. There is no God like him. We praise his name. We magnify his name because he's holy, because he's righteous, because he's true. He's the one and only true living God, amen. And we give him praise and we magnify his name. For he is holy, for he is righteous, and he is true. We praise his name. We magnify his name. We praise him in the heights. We praise him in the heavens, for he's the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. There is no God like the Lord our God, who reigns supreme over the heavens and over the earth. We magnify his name today. We exalt his name today. King of kings, Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is worthy to be praised. Somebody say he's worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. And we magnify his name. We praise his name in all righteousness and truth, because he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. We give him all praise and glory. We magnify his name in this place. We exalt his name. We lift him up. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords, and he's worthy to be praised. Now, I'm going to move real quick here because I don't want to take up all my time. In the book of Psalms 111, it says, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, not with half, but my whole. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, the work of the Lord are great, sought out of all them have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious. His righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his work, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The work of his hands are verity and judgment, and his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and of righteousness. He sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandment, and his praise endureth forever. His praise endureth forever. What endureth forever? The praise of the Lord endureth forever. Oh, we praise him in this place. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord our God. Moving right along. In Psalms 112 it says, praise the Lord, bless the man that feared the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches, 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 wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Why should there be wealth and riches in his house? Why should there be? Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delight greatly in his covenant, or in his commandments, or in his word, that delight greatly in his word. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Look at that. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. His righteousness shall endure forever and ever. How do you get that? Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Let me move on. Let me move on. Because I can preach from that. Unto the upright, then arises light and darkness. He is gracious, full of compassion and righteousness. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs in discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His arm shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall snatch with his teeth and melt away. The desires of the wicked shall perish. The desires of the wicked shall perish. But praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delight greatly in his word. When you delight greatly in the word of God and you fear him, your whole house is blessed. You are blessed. Your whole house is blessed. He said riches and what? Honor. Riches and wealth shall be in his house. Even his children shall be great. Oh, we praise the Lord. We praise him. Give me one more. Give me one more. Give me one more. Give me one more. One more. One more. One more. Let's do one more. Give me one more. Give me one more. Let's look at Psalms 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him, ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord, ye servants of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye, ye servants of the Lord. Praise him, you praise his name, ye servants of the Lord. Praise him, ye that serve God. Praise him. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. We in Psalms 113, then the word of God speak. What else does it say? It says in verse 3, from the rising of the sun until the going down, the same Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is great above all nations, and his glory above all heavens. The Lord is great above all nations, and he's great above all heavens. The Lord is great above all nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. The Lord is great above all nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. The Lord is great above all nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. Oh, yes, say the Lord is great above nations, and his name is great above all heavens. Say the Lord is great above all nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. Say the Lord is great above all nations, and the Lord is great above all the heavens. Say the Lord is great above all nations, and the name is great above all heavens. Say Lord is great above all the nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. Say the Lord is great above all nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. Oh, let me go on, let me go on, let me go on. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and the earth? He raised up the poor out of dust and lifted up the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes and even with the princesses of his people. He makes the barren woman to keep house and to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, yes, we praise him in this place. The Lord is great above all nations, and his name is above all the heavens. The Lord is great above all the nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. The Lord is great above all the nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. The Lord is great above all the nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. The Lord is great above all nations, and his name is great to be praised above the heavens. The Lord is great above all nations, and his name is worthy to be praised before the heavens. Say, the Lord is great above all the nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. Say, the Lord is great above all nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. You say, the Lord is great above all the nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. Say, the Lord is great above all nations, and his name is great above all the heavens. Oh, yes, he's worthy, 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 worthy. He's worthy, 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 worthy. The Lord is worthy, 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 worthy. He's worthy to be praised. The Lord is worthy, 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 worthy. The Lord is worthy, 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 worthy. The Lord is worthy, 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 worthy. And guess what? He's greatly to be praised. So we praise the Lord and we magnify his name in this place. We praise him because he's worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for compassion. Let your Holy Spirit now be upon me to minister, to preach, and to teach this word, Lord God, about time, awakening, and awareness, oh God. Father, I thank you this day, as you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there is no God like thee. Before God, help us to manage our time better. Help us to understand that our time is the most precious thing we could ever have. Help us to understand that our time is valuable, oh God. And we got to be careful what we do with it and where we spend it at and who we give it all to. Father, thank you, oh God, because your name is great and great to be praised. Your name is worthy and worthy to be praised. We magnify you, we exalt you, and we worship you in this place because you're holy, 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 and you're worthy to be praised. You're holy, 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 and you're worthy to be praised. We give you praise and glory, and we magnify your name. We give you praise and glory, and we magnify your name. We give you praise and glory, and we magnify your name. We give you praise and glory, and we magnify your name. We give you praise and glory, and we magnify your name. We give you praise and glory, and we magnify your name. We give you praise and glory, and we magnify your name. We give you praise and glory. We magnify your name. We give you praise and glory, and we magnify your name. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. We're talking today about time awakening and awareness. You've got to awaken to the fact that everything is governed in the earth is governed by time. Three categories. Your past is concealed in time. Your present is the time now. Your future is the time to come. Your past is the time that was. But you can do nothing in your past without time. You can't do nothing in the present without time. You can't do nothing in the future without time. So your life on the earth is governed by time. So you've got to awaken, come out your slumber sleep, to the fact that without time, you can't do nothing. Jesus understood that, so he came at the appointed time. And he did what he was supposed to do in the time that was. See, Jesus didn't waste no time. He didn't waste no time. He did what he was supposed to do. He didn't give time to things that would cause him not to be able to finish what he was sent to do. Now, us, we waste a lot of time. We go back in our past. We've given time to things. Some of it we regret, some of it we hate. But that's because we were not good stewards of our time. We didn't understand. We don't really understand that one of the most valuable things that God has given us is time. Man don't have but a little time. And if you ain't careful, you will waste it all. I am now 50 years old, and I'm doing a lot of soul searching because I've lived half of my life. And I realize as I'm awakening to this concept of time, I realize that my past can't be changed. I can't go back and rewind the clock. I can't get them 50 years back. And I sit and I think about that time, and I'm learning from that time. That's a recorded record of my life, and I'm seeing where I wasted a lot of time, where I gave too much time to the wrong thing, where I was not a good steward of my time, where I was out of season. I did the wrong things at the wrong time, or I should have been doing this, I was doing that, and when I should have been doing that, I was doing this. And I realized that it's a lot of mistakes in them 50 years. It's a lot of wasted time that I can't get back. It's a lot of emptiness. It's a lot of void there. It's a lot of emptiness and a lot of void there. And the Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 21, where a man's treasure is, that's where his heart is. I look back in them years and I'm trying to find the treasure of those years. It was treasures. And what was my treasure in those years? And if I find the treasure, I know where my heart was. I sit back and I look at how my father and me, we really didn't spend any time together. And I realized I was not my father's treasure. Me and my mom didn't spend no time together. I was 43, 42 years old when I found my mother, when I went to my mother. I hadn't seen my mother all my life, and 42 years old I went to her, but I've learned and I understand that I was not her treasure, so her heart was not toward me. It's going to be hard for some of you to take. So I was not her treasure, so that way you could not find her heart toward me. I was not my father's treasure. See, the Bible says where a man's treasure is, that's where his heart is. That's where he's spending his time at. That's what he's giving his time to, see. Remember, the name of my ministry is Apostle Larry Bard Truth Ministries. I'm going to bring some truth to you, and I pray you can receive it, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. Heart was not for me. So that way, no time was given to me. So, was they aware of the fact that they were doing this? I don't know what they was giving their time to. I don't hate my mother and father. It happened, it was. I can't change it. It's the past. But I can do something about how I deal with my children. I have given a lot of time to my children. I have sacrifice my own life to give time to my children. No one understands, though, why. I put worth on my children. I let my children know that they mean something to me, that they are my treasure. My children are my treasures in the earth. They are my, that's why I have spent my time. I spend my time with my children. Why are you doing that? Oh, man, I probably could have been real successful. There's a lot of things I probably could have did. I probably should have been bitter and mean and had this vendetta that nobody loved me, so I'm just going, it's just me and the world. It's just me and the world. And didn't give a crap about nobody, nobody, no anything. Just me. Me and the world didn't care about my children, didn't care about nothing. It's just me and the world. I got to get mine. I got to get mine. And I would have gave all my time to chasing the dollar, all of my time to trying to fill this void of worthlessness. No value, no worth, nobody's treasure. But no, that ain't the way it went. And I'm going to tell you why it didn't go that way. That ain't the way it went because I had to make a decision, was I going to follow the same time practices that of the generation. Listen to this real quick. The first generation wasted time. Just listen to this. I'm going to say something. The first generation wasted time, gave their time to worshiping idol gods, gave their times to doing this, gave their times to burning their children in the fire, gave their times to abandonment of their children, just gave their times to evil. Second generation come along, they do the same thing the first generation do. Different time, but they doing the same thing. That the first generation perished in their sin, the second generation did the exact same thing, and they perished. Now the third generation has come along, and the third generation decided they're going to do the same thing the first generation and the second generation did. So the first generation died in their sins, the second generation died in theirs and perished. Now the third generation doing the same things, committing the same sins that the first and the second generation. So they dying in their sins. Then the fourth generation come. Well, the first generation looked back at the first, the second, and the third generation and said, we're going to do the same thing they did. So they worship the same God. They worship the same idols. They practice the same things. They practice witchcraft and sorcery. They burn their children in the fire. They love gold. They love silver. They love worshiping idol gods. So they perish. Then here come the fourth generation. So they perish. Then the fifth generation come along and looks at what the first, second, third, and fourth and does the same thing that the first said, and then they perish. Then the sixth generation come along, and it does different times, different years, different times, but they doing the same thing. They're wasting their time. Every generation, 6, 7, 8, 9, the seventh generation did the same thing, the sixth, the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second, and the first generation did. Well, we get down to the eighth generation. Here comes the eighth generation, and the eighth generation talking about what the seventh generation did, and the sixth generation, and the fifth generation, and the fourth generation, and the third generation, and the first generation. And they decide, well, we're going to keep it going, man. We're going to stay in this tradition. We're going to do the same thing they did. Nobody is breaking away. Nobody is saying, hey, how many times this got to happen before we realize this is a waste of time? Why are we perishing doing the same things that the people before us did? Has anybody paid attention? Or has anybody's eyes come open that we don't need to do this? That there might be a better way of living? That, well, what if we don't do what they did and we do right? What if we do what's right? Then we shall not die like they died. So somebody has to be awakened. Somebody has to be awakened. Somebody, oh, I hope that's hitting your heart. Somebody got to say, I'm not going that way. So I chose not to chase the dollar and sell myself out in a way that I abandoned my children. I chose to sacrifice some parts of my life in order to give my children treasure. I put worth on my children. They are my treasure. They are treasured. So see, whatever man treasure is, that's where his heart is. And what am I saying? I didn't make money my treasure. I made my children my treasure. So I spend time with my children. I go see my children. I try to give them memories. I was in Albany not too long ago with my oldest daughter, trying to create some, you know, spending some time with her. Went out to eat and went to the movies, trying to give her memories. Nobody did that with me. That I don't have that. I don't have not one memory of me and my mother in a theater. I have not one memory of me and my father on a baseball field or playing baseball. I have no memories. Not like that. Me and my father had a restaurant eating and enjoying a very good dinner. I have no, that never happened. That right there never happened. But if you talk to my children, they've been to Applebee's. They've been to Old Charlie's. They've had all kind of meat. They've been to Chili's. They done ate. They done and Blackbeard and Golden Corral and Red Lobster. My children have had all kind of experiences. If I were to die today, my children's memories are full of experiences with me. To me, that was more valuable than gold and silver. Because when you ain't had that, and when that is not a part of your life, that's what you want. I have seen men throughout my years, I have seen older men become old, and all they talk about is their children. They won't come see me. They won't, and I tell you, why did you? No. When me and their mom divorced, I had nothing to do with them. I went on and lived my life, you know. I had to get that paper. I had to make that money. Now you done got old and you done made all the money you can make. You done had all the paper you can have. You done did all you wanted to do. Now you want your children to stop what they're doing and come gather around you and give you all the time you feel you deserve from them. Well, here's the deal. They were not your treasure. You put no worth on them. You gave them no value, no purpose. So now, why you feel they just going to come to you and put all this worth on you? You got to sow in order to reap. If you didn't sow it, you can't reap it. If you didn't give it, it won't come back to you. I have no doubt in my mind that when I become older, my children will come see me. I have no doubt in my mind that they won't. They will. Because I've sowed into their lives. They are treasures to me. They're not my children. They mean something to me. They are valuable to me. And I'm coming from the other side of emptiness, the other side of no value and no worth. And I've learned that you can have all the money in the world, but if you ain't got no value or worth, you just got a lot of money. You got a lot of money, man sitting in the park. Man sitting in the park. Man sitting in the park. None flew everywhere he wanted to fly. None drove every car he wanted to drive. Got a multi-million dollar business. Got 5-6 jets sitting in the hangars, sitting in the park crying, wanting to spend some time with his two sons, abandoned them and left them for his career. Now they called his stepfather dad. He was at their graduation. He took them camping. He took them hiking. He was there when they were sick. He was there when they were going through. He was there helping them. He was there working for them. He was there doing everything they needed. They called him dad. But now their real father done got old and retired and sitting in the park on the bench saying, I'm lonely. I gave all my time to my business. I got all this money. I got all this wealth. And I can't get no time with my two boys. Here we go. See, he done got older now. Money don't matter no more. Career don't matter no more. Now he coming back and realizing, I didn't give no time to the most important thing, my children. In the book of Ecclesiastes, that we get ready to close here, we're talking about time, or I'm trying to awaken you. Awaken you to something very powerful. You can't manage your time if you are not aware of it. You got to awaken to where you're wasting it at. You got to awaken to what you're doing wrong with your time. Are you giving too much time to people who ain't studying you? What are you doing with your time? Who are you really giving your time to? Your entourage? Who, when you go broke, don't get up and leave you? Yeah. When you didn't have that money, you didn't have no entourage. And now you got entourage, all these people hanging around you, but soon as you go broke, all these people gonna leave you. But there go little Junior over there crying, hoping he can get at least one weekend with his dad, at least one Sunday, one something. But no, you and your entourage, you and your make-believe family, you and your entourage, when the money is gone, they is gone. But your son, who you rejected, who you denied, who you didn't spend no time with, got to live through this period. See, them children become wounded. They become affected. And then when they become adults, it's not going to be easy for them to come to you. It's going to take a miracle from God. It's going to take, if they don't go to God and get healed and get delivered and get set free, they can't come to you. But here's the trick. Where they weren't your treasure, you now got to make them valuable to the point that you would get up out your comfort zone and you will go to your children. And you would try your best and everything in your power to try to change the way that thing has done. Remember, Jesus got off the throne and came to us because he loved us. He came to us to bring change to us. Jesus, see, God came down on Mount Sinai to save the children of Israel. He said they were his children. He came down to save them because they were important to him. But see, in the time they were living in, they were in slavery. See, you got to be aware of the time, and you got to awaken. You're going to live a past. You're going to live in the time of your past. That's the time you've already lived. Then you are living right now. So right now you got to awake. I command you to awake. I command you to awake. I command you to awake and pay attention and look at the things you are doing in the time God has given you right now. Are you rejecting and abandoning your children? What are you doing right now that's going to come back later and it's going to be a problem for you? See, if you're not aware, if your treasure is gold and silver, money and fame and fortune, houses, cars, trucks and planes, when you get old, that stuff don't mean nothing. You start longing for your family. You start longing for your children. Why? Because you've got filled with all this material stuff, which can't love you back. It can't love you back. It might can add superficial worth to you, but it cannot. A house can't love you back, baby. A car can't love you back. A son can come and throw an arm around and say, I love you, Father. That jaguar can't throw his tie around your shoulder and say, I love you. Oh, you're getting it now. That son can come and sit by your sick bed and say, Dad, I'm going to sit right here. I'm going to be here with you because I love you, Daddy. I remember you was there for me, so, Dad, I'm here for you. No, that Bentley ain't going to come up into the hospital room and pull up a chair and sit down beside you and say, I'm here for you, Tom. You love me. You watch me every day. You kept me. You picked me over your children. I'm going to love you, Tom. No. That Bentley can't love you back. That Jaguar can't love you back. That house can't love you back. Them $1 billion you got in the bank, them millions and billions, baby, they can't love you back. But your daughter can. Your son can. Your children can. Mm-hmm. Your brother can. Your sister can. Mm-hmm. That's why when we get old, we don't start longing for material things. We want our brother. Mm-hmm. We want our sister. Mm-hmm. We want mom and daddy. Mm-hmm. We want our children. Mm-hmm. We want our sons. We want our daughters now. We want to feel they love. Be careful what you do with your time. Be careful what you're giving all your time to. We're talking about time management. I'll be 3 minutes. I want to read one thing, then I'm going to get off here. I'm going to read one thing, and then I'm going to get off here. I'm going to read one thing. In Ephesians 3, it says, to everything there is a season and time, and to every purpose under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to heal and a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Everything is governed by time. Question is today, as I begin this series, awaken, come out your summer sleep and quit wasting time. Be aware of what you're doing with your time. Right here today, I decided for 30 minutes I would give you 30 minutes of my time and do a radio broadcast. I'm not going to do this all day. I'm not going to give this radio broadcast 24 hours of my day. I'm giving it 30 minutes because I'm conscious about my time. At 50 years old, half of my life is gone. Half of that time, it was a lot of time wasted, a lot of time given to foolishness, a lot of time to running around chasing women, a lot of time in situations I shouldn't have never been in. I've wasted a lot of time. So now I'm monitoring my time. I'm governing my time. That's right. I'm watching my time because, see, I'm coming down the hill. I ain't going up. I'm at the halfway mark. See, 60, 70, you start coming down the hill. You know what I mean? So, you know what they say, when you get older, your time, you're losing time. So if you're young and listening to me, awaken. Don't be a fool. Awaken and be watchful as to what and who you give your time to. You don't want to be on drugs? Don't give no time to drugs. Man, you don't want to be caught in adultery and lose your family? Don't give no time to adultery. You don't want to be strung out on crack and cocaine? Don't give no time to crack and cocaine. You don't want to be a hypocrite? Then don't give no time to being a hypocrite. You don't want to be called a fool? Then don't give no time to being a fool. You don't want to be used up and abused? Then don't give no time to being used up and abused. You feel me? You don't want to be beaten down, ran over, taken advantage of by your enemies? Then don't give your enemies no time to do it. Awaken and be aware of the time you're living in. Take it, be aware, awaken, awaken, awaken. What are you doing to your children? You've already took two trips this year. Did you really have to take another one? Why don't you take Junior somewhere? Why don't you take Junior and Sarah somewhere? You already took two trips this year. Now you got to take another trip? Why not take them somewhere? See, be aware of what you're doing with your time. Because once it's gone, baby, it's gone. What? Let me tell you something. You don't spend no time. I'm a product of this. You don't spend no time with your children. When they get grown and you get older and want them to come around and about to got to beg them to come see you, you do the math. You figure it out. What you sow, you reap. You can't get what you don't give. You don't give no time to them. How you going to reap time from them? You don't show them no love. How they going to show you love? You're not there for them. Why not you want them to be there for you? See, that right there got to be sat down at the table and talked about. It's going to take a minute because, see, some healing got to go on. Some repentance got to go on. Some forgiveness. See, I went to my daughter. My daughter tell you, you know, I went to her and me and her sat down and said, babe, I'm sorry if I hurt you. See, I refused to do what was done to me to them. You want to know anything about me? Why you love his children so much? Because I know what it means to be on the other side. And I've learned something. All the money in the world can't heal what I went through. All the money in the world can't heal that. Because even today at 50, I still long for my father. It'd be nice if he would drive up right now. We go out to eat, spend a little time with him. Yeah, you know, just spend a little time with him. That ain't going to happen. I shut that. It ain't my fault. That, you know, that ain't going to happen. So I take my son out there, and I try to give it to him. What I didn't get, I try to give it to my son. That might not be your life, but I'm just saying, see. Some people understand, some don't. So here we are, awakening, as I bring it to a close. Time awakening. Awakening to your past. Look at how you lived in the years that are gone. Look at it. Don't run from it. It's time to look at it so you don't do it again. Remember the 10 generations? They all died the same way. They all did the same. 10 different time periods. 10 different 100 years. 10 different time periods. And every one of them died the same way because they did the exact same. Nobody broke the mold. Are you the mold breaker, baby? Are you the mold breaker? Nobody broke the mold. They did the same thing. Over and over. They didn't spend no time with their children. Their children didn't spend no time with their children. The next group of children, they spent no time with their children. Next group, and it went on for 10 generations because nobody awakened and looked at it for what it was and said, no, I'm going a different way. I'm going to spend time with you. I'm going to change this. I'm going to be the mold breaker. This is Apostle Larry C. Barge. I thank you for joining me here in the studios. I'm Apostle Larry Barge, Truth Ministry. And today we are doing the AB Apostle Larry Barge Truth Ministry Project. And we're talking about time awakening and awareness, being aware of where you are in time, being aware of what you're doing with your time, monitoring it, making sure you're using the time God gave you wisely. And this is a series, and this was just the first episode, and we're going to really get into this. I pray you join me next time, next Wednesday, same time, same place, as we do another episode, because I got four shows on this broadcast, and we'll do another wonderful episode. Thank you for joining me. One thing to say before I go. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up out your slumber sleep and quit wasting your time. Wasting, wasting, wasting. Your time is valuable. Quit giving your time to the wrong thing. It's a treasure. Let alone the people you probably should be spending time with, you ain't spending time with them. Some of us are spending time with everybody but our own children. We making them, how is it that people out there in the world are more valuable than your own children? Time awakening and awareness. This is Apostle Larry C. Barnes. Thank you for joining me.